Letters from a Glass House is a not-for-profit ministry of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of Venice, Florida. Support us today at uucov.org.
We've had some heavy-duty sermons over the last few weeks. We've talked about patriotism and fascism. Talked about violence. Our folks are doing some amazing things with our social justice group. And I was thinking about all that wonderful work we're doing, all the wonderful sermons. And while I was doing that, I was reading a book that somebody had just recommended to me called This Is Not Your Stone. And the book is theoretically a children's book, but it is very much appropriate for an adult. It took me about 15 minutes to read it, and then I went and read it again. I highly recommend it for anyone who is carrying anything around that you have carried around in your mind for a long time. It's a great book. And I started thinking about children's books and how simple they are. You know, when I was growing up, I had my sister in the house with me, and we are polar opposites, we were. My late sister was a blonde cheerleader. We were 2 years apart in age and 4 years apart in school. And we were not wonderful together. For anyone who's ever seen sibling rivalry, we were it in spades. When we grew up, we tried to talk a lot of this through. And of course, as I am perfect, I could not understand why we had communication issues or how I made her feel. And then she found a children's book called Julius is the Baby of the World by Kevin Hankes. And I didn't know she had bought this book till I came over to have a beer with her a few nights later. And I saw this child's book, and there was a bookmark. A bookmark between pages 8 and 10. And I said, why do you need a bookmark when the book is 12 pages long? And she gave me a look, and that's in capital letters, and she said, it's 32 pages, and I need a bookmark because I'm thinking about it. And I started laughing until she showed me the marked page. It was what the older sister said to the baby. Julius, the germ of the world by me, said Lily, reading a story she had written. Once upon a time, there was a baby, and his name was Julius. Julius was really a germ. Julius was like dust under your bed. If he were a number, he would be zero. If he was food, he would be a raisin. A raisin tastes like dirt, the end, by Lily. And I laughed my butt off, and then I got it. I got everything she had been trying to tell me, not in some amazing academic way based on Plato. I got what she had been trying to tell me, and I said, would it help if I told you you weren't a raisin anymore? Sometimes simple teaches you the hardest lessons. You know, kids, they teach us how to keep it simple. Economist E.F. Schumacher once said, any intelligent fool can make things bigger and more complex and more violent. It takes a touch of genius and a lot of courage to move in the opposite direction. Albert Einstein said, if you cannot explain it to a six-year-old, you don't understand it yourself. Our own beloved Thoreau said, I do believe in simplicity. It's astonishing, as well as sad, how many trivial affairs even the wisest thinks he must attend to in a day. How singular an affair he thinks he must omit. When the mathematician would solve a difficult problem, he first frees the equation of all encumbrance and reduces it to its simplest terms. So simplify the problem of life. Distinguish the necessary and the real. Probe the earth to see where your main roots run. What does that boil down to? Well, when it's all too much, look at it like a child. True simplicity. It's compelling. Look at the line works of Picasso. A woman, a camel, a dog, a bird, all alive on their pages. Each one line. No shading, no attached color. You can almost feel them vibrating. One line in all its simplicity becomes what a camel is, the essence of camelness, not what it looks like, but its soul. Stop by the children's section of a bookstore or a library. See what some of these books have to say in their simple language about the issues you are wrestling with. Fear, death. You'd be surprised. Take an evening off and watch a couple of cartoons. Not a whole evening, but give it an hour. In fact, take an evening off and build a blanket for it and then watch a movie in it. The world feels heavy right now, all the time. There's a wonderful Jewish saying that says you're not required to set yourself on fire to keep someone else warm. Many, many of us are doing good work in the world. We help people. We've worked for social justice. We've taught. We've been doctors and nurses, politicians. We've helped our children and our grandchildren. We've been the rock of the family. We've cared for kids. We've cooked and cleaned, brought joy to the world through music and dance and humor. We grow green things. But you have to care for yourself too. You have to nourish your own heart. You have to be comforted. You know, as a pastor, I'm here to afflict the comfortable and comfort the afflicted. But sometimes you have to be both. Sometimes you have to be the comfortable. Sometimes you get to be the afflicted. But getting to be comfortable sometimes does matter. In her article for Super Simple called Why Blanket Forts Are Amazing, Grace Salacious Bull writes, "We all need somewhere to retreat from time to time, both child and adult alike. The world can sometimes feel big and overwhelming. Blanket forts offer space to process everything, a tool for contemplation or energy-releasing play. Maureen Healy, author of The Emotionally Healthy Child and Child Development Expert at Growing Happy Kids, tells Romper Magazine, "Children feel like they're always being nagged to do things, brush your teeth, do your homework, walk the dog. Being in your own private fort allows you to get away from the pressure and request of life, which is a great thing, but we're not just talking about children here. Adults have all the same pressures. Walk the dog, fix the dinner, clean the house. You checked your investment portfolio lately? Done the taxes? Made sure the grandkids are okay? Sometimes you need to be cradled and comforted and free to take a deep breath and calm your mind. There are a lot of medical and psychological studies that talk about human nesting. For any of you who have ever had a child, you may remember the nesting phase when you drove everybody nuts wandering around organizing the bedroom. There's a psychological reason behind nesting. It happens whenever we are stressed out and frightened. It's built into our DNA to look for a cozy space to comfort us. Dr. Laura Markham writes, "Home, which once served as our refuge, is no longer a sanctuary for most of us. We return home to a deluge of mail and bills and telephones and chores. Cell phones and emails connect us constantly with the world, at the same time interrupt our contact with our families. In some homes, the TV is on constantly, blatting out news of upsetting events and life or death drama. To flourish, we need a safe space, physically and emotionally, to come home to. Sometimes simple words say it best, and simple ideas can make the most difference. Now, blanket fort can be a state of mind. You don't have to drag blankets over the couch or put a cushion inside, even though it is fun. But you need a space where you are safe, where the world is quiet there. Find that space, whether it's your cozy chair or your bed or your desk surrounded by your books. Find the clothing that suits you there, not the one with the itchy tag or the scratchy pants pockets. Let yourself enjoy it and choose time to be in that space and enjoy it completely. Schedule it if you have to. Don't jump up to handle all the things. The things will be there in an hour. The things will be there in 15 minutes if you're pressed for time. But you need comfort to go on. Make your nests as you need them. Find your place where you're warm and safe and totally in control, if only for a little while. It is okay, absolutely, to read a book which not only does not challenge you, but is utter trash. It is okay to read a comic, to watch terrible television, play silly video games, get immersed in TikTok. It's okay if your beach reads have become your year-round reads. Sing badly, eat a hostess ho-ho if it amuses you. Not everything has to matter. We have so much work to do in the world that you must care for yourselves in order to do that work. Get a comfy chair and some soft slippers. Because I'll tell you, there was a TV special. Elmo Saves Christmas. Baby Elmo, he's a Muppet. If you've never seen him, you probably don't want to. He has the most annoying voice on the planet. But baby Elmo is given one wish, anything he wants. And he says, "I want a glass of water." And when they ask why, he says, "Why? Because I was thirsty." You can't do the things you want to in the world if all you can focus on is how thirsty for relief you are. So get out your blankets, get out your pillows, and find your own blanket fort. Amen.